We have to ask another challenging question. Where was the God of Jesus Christ? Well, Jesus referred to himself as the light of the world in three times in the book of John. John chapter 8, verse 12, chapter 9, verse 5, and chapter 12, verse 46. But notice what he said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, which is the entrance of the Sermon on the Mount. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is where? In heaven. So he's saying to us that our Father is in heaven. Let's continue reading in the same chapter, Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 through 45. I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So Matthew 5, verse 48, which is the same chapter, goes on to say, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now, this is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Remember, there are three chapters on the Sermon on the Mount. There's chapter 5, 6, and 7 in the book of Matthew. We so far have read the first chapter. Notice as we go into chapter 6, verse 1. Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. And then, of course, in Matthew 6, verse 9, as we continue in that same chapter, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So that's the Lord's Prayer, and Jesus has already said several times that our Father is in heaven. But we're not done with the Sermon on the Mount yet. Notice as we continue, two more verses in Matthew 7, 11. If ye then know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things unto them that ask him? So jumping down to verse 21 in the same chapter, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So we can see several times in chapter 5, 6, and 7, all of them being the Sermon on the Mount, which was at the very beginning of Christ's ministry here on the earth. He wanted to tell everybody who was listening that their holy heavenly Father is not here on the earth, but in heaven. Your Father, which is in heaven. I think that's fascinating. We went through the last set of verses in our previous presentation, asking the question, who is the God of Jesus Christ? And so now we're asking, where is the God of Jesus Christ? Because we know that the Father in heaven is the God of Jesus Christ, according to that previous study. And so when Jesus is telling the people listening to him that their God is in heaven, we must also conclude that it is his God which is also in heaven. Notice Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Looking down at Matthew 11, 25. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. So here we can see that God is the Father, and he's also Lord of heaven and earth. But we must know that Jesus has already said several times that he is our Father which is in heaven. And so though he is the Lord of the earth, his residence is heaven. As we continue in Matthew chapter 12, verse 50, whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. So becoming part of the family of God the Father and his Son, it includes doing the will of the Father which is in heaven. And of course, we are brought in by adoption through the rite of baptism. Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 17 says, he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So Jesus was excited that Peter was able to understand who he was. And in that declaration of who Jesus was, Peter was commended, but also we see that Jesus clarified that it was his Father in heaven that revealed that truth to Simon Peter, which was right before him. So Matthew 18, verse 10, Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. So I think there's an interesting part here to this. We can see that the angels are in heaven beholding the face of the Father, but the angels are also there protecting those little ones. And so the angels, just like it says in John 1:51, are ascending and descending upon Christ, who is the ladder there pictured in Genesis chapter 28, with the vision that Jacob had when he was dreaming. As we continue in that same chapter, Matthew 18, verse 14, Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. Same chapter, verse 19, Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now as we continue on in Matthew, we're going to notice two more verses. Toward the end, Matthew 23, verse 9, Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. This last verse is not directly speaking of the Father being in heaven, but what you do is you look up the word heaven and Father, or Father and heaven, in the same verses, and you'll find in Matthew nearly every time, except for this one, we find that the Father is in heaven. So notice this one in Matthew 24, verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And we could also say, my Father which is in heaven only, because of the previous consistency in the book of Matthew. Now I want to read something to you from The Personality of God, written by a man years ago named James White. It says, God is in heaven. This we are taught in the Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, Matthew 6, verse 9, and Luke 11, verse 2. But if God is as much in every place as he is in any one place, then heaven is also as much in every place as it is in any one place. And the idea of going to heaven is all a mistake. We are all in heaven, and the Lord's Prayer, according to this foggy theology, simply means, Our Father, which art everywhere, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is everywhere. Of course, we know that the Lord's Prayer doesn't say that, but the idea here is that God the Father is in heaven. I'm looking for a real heaven and a real earth after the earth is made new. So my Father in heaven invites you to consider to learn more about him as we study him and worship him in spirit and in truth.